the team fell in place, and were you happy with the way they handled play?
I think that we play very well. We had a good possession ball. We play one touch. We find each other in the field, so I think that was important. Maybe in the first half we can close the match before, because we had the goal to score another goal. But so we can't be perfect now, because would be that we have to improve. For sure, in this moment we are not on the top in our physical preparation, but I think that I saw good, very good movement.
Question?
You talked about needing to improve specifically, like in what area?
Sometimes in the situation of possession ball, when the ball is in cover, we have to be more ready to cover better the field, and sometimes also when we want the ball, when we take the ball, we have to be able to choose other movement, and sometimes we are too nervous. We have to slow down. We have to use more the brain. The soccer is more about the brain than the body. So maybe this is the only sport where we use the feet. So we have to use more the brain than other sports.
DJ, yeah.
Of course, there was a lot of for both. There was a lot of one-touch passing, a lot of decoys, which is good to see. Haven't seen that much of that in the past. Christine, did you find it refreshing that the ball seemed to come to you a lot rather than having to go get it yourself and everything?
Yeah, just the way we play tonight, there's a lot of movement off the ball, and that always helps. I thought our midfielders did a great job getting forward, and as a striker, that it's nice because they're always available for the pass or running behind. You know, I think of one time specifically where Dean made the run in behind Nigel and just to dummy it, and she got in the end of it. That's something we didn't have before.
She had a strong game. What is her role, more of an offensive role in midfield than in
that? She can play in central midfielder because she has a good vision, but she can play also internal midfielder because she has the time to go to the net. And she scored a lot of goals for us, and she played in this position. So for us, it's good that she starts from there because she can create a surprise.
Christina, your goal, two wonderful quick passes to set it up. Is that something you guys practice, or is that spontaneous, just created on the moment?
Well, I mean, obviously, that's something we work on in practice, but I mean, maybe not that specific, you know, things happen in the game, but just the ideas are there that I don't think we've had in the past, and the composure on the ball, and, you know, Carr and Jose made some great passes, and Jose found me in behind, so.
Were you surprised to see the ball come to you that quickly? It was just, it was going one way, and then it was on your
No, I mean, we have some very talented soccer players, and, you know, it's, for me, it's about being in the right position, and they'll find me.
It's not so simple. Cioè, vedi che non è così semplice come lei la racconta, essere al posto giusto.
It's not so simple to be in the perfect place in the perfect moment.
It's just a champion can do this.
Thank you.
You seem to have picked up some speed, Christine. Not that you were slow before, but you seem to have a little bit of extra pace. What are you doing?
What's shape?
Can you talk about that? How Caroline is kind of...
No, she's brought a completely different method of training, and we work a lot on explosiveness and speed work, and, you know, me personally, it's been a two-year journey with that, and I think it's paying off.
Hi. China was a difficult team to
to let him prompt. Where was the key of the match? In which moment did you think that you could have the game in hand?
Because the high pressure that we did was very, very good. And we didn't allow them to go over the la metà campo, the line of the midfielder. So we were able to close all space for them, because they did well in the three forward. They moved very well. The two internal midfielders followed them, but also when the ball when arrived the long ball, our central back was able to anticipate the opponent. So,
Christine, having played China now on their home turf and having them come over here, is there any type of relationship that you've built with the players? Are you able to communicate with them out there?
Not at all. No, and I actually think there's a lot of different players from when we played them in China. They have a new coach, and so I didn't really recognize too many of them, but maybe they got their hair cut, I don't know.
I thought in particular that Kai was all over the field playing very well. Can I have your comment?
Kaylin. Ah, Kaylin. She's a talented player, and I think that she needed to have our support. When at the beginning of the match, I said to her, enjoy to play. Don't be scared if you... we make mistakes, because you are young, you have to make mistakes. And she's technically she's very, very good. And also in the defensive phases, she has the right timing to go to the ball, and she won a lot of ball today.
I thought Emily looked pretty strong in the center of defense too. Going forward, you see her kind of holding that position like regular starter for Canada?
I think that this is her position. So people like her with her skill have to play there. For that, she is tall, and she has to improve the possession goal, because she can do it. She is very young, and her physical quality is to play there. She has to. So it's not easy to play there for a young player, but she improves game by game.
Coach, after the Karina gave up that first goal, did the team respond immediately after that goal the way you would have liked, or did you find that that they could have been responsive better in the moments right after the goal? The goal that was mentioned in the last.
I think that maybe it's more for her. I think that that's the question, because I saw that they understood that it was just yeah. Because if the first half would finish 2-0, was normal for us.
And as a player, like, we know how hard it is for Karina. You know, a goal like that goes in, and it gets talked about, but we don't talk about the chances that we missed in front of their goal, you know? So we understand that it was hard, and it's hard to figure out.
Did you find that the way you guys responded was maybe was different than maybe during Evans there?
I don't know, it's just like an attitude thing, you know? With it so late in the half, we only had to cope for a couple minutes, so you didn't really, it was like, all right, we'll get one.
Which team would you like to play next that you think would test to where can they land?
Unfortunately, we don't. We cannot play another game. Unfortunately, because for us it would be very important to play in October before the qualification.
What page is open October 28th?
Irving, are you happy with the way the team has performed for you since you've taken over? And you had a big draw to the system, the style of play was very difficult for you to grab a handle on. Is this team where it should be, or where you your hope it would be to win in this qualifying?
I think that the team did very well. Of course, for us, we need to play more. The last media conference, I say that to prepare this qualification, we play just 15 games, and it's not enough, of course. I think that the team improved a lot, but if we would play 10 games more, maybe at this point we would be in higher position. For example, I try to, for now we are able to play 4-4-2 and 4-3-3, but I think that the national team, a good national team, has to be able to play also in with other systems. Because sometimes you have three good players in front, sometimes you have three good offensive midfielders, and I have to be able to change. But if you don't have a time to and they answer very well when I change from 4-4-2 to 4-3-3. So it means that if I change again, they are ready to do it. But I need time to prove the player, to try the player.
With three substitutions, was it your intention to get a look at a lot of the players? Because you had a number of substitutions in the second half.
Allora, when you coach one team and these teams stayed together since 25 August, you have to give something also to the other players. And as a coach, it's my responsibility that all players grow in the same time, and they have to be gratified, and because we need all players. I can say, okay, I play with this 11 player or 15 players. It's important also to manage the player and to respect the player, to respect their sacrifice, their application, their effort.
Thank you.
Question?
Yeah.
Well, Christine, you've had a great week because some of us saw you on TV with the gold pride there. And so I don't know if there's anything comparable about playing in that game and this game. And also, is there any potential that there might be a team in Canada at some time? Or you can't really say much about that.
I have no idea. That's not up to me. But yeah, it's been a good week and a good year for me personally. To win the WCS with that Seagold Pride was very important, and I think Candice and I were able to bring that to the national team. You know, I think both of our goals heading into the year, I mean, obviously it's nice to win the WCS championship, but it was to qualify for the World Cup, and everything we did this year was to help this team qualify, and you know, it always helps to win.
Thank you very much. We'll have players available.